mechanics.
Forty laid the second verse, and then we called Keek. Like, Forty laid the second verse. Keek came in and did the third verse. So, it was, the original was the Bumble. We actually took a piece from the original song and put it in the hook when Forty say, "Keep it going, no, don't stop." So that's why we got the title, "Keep It Going." We got some signature sounds here that you know the mechanics for. This clap is famous in our shit.
Famous.
All right. Regular 808 clap. What some people call the rhythm section. We added some hats. That's how the original sounded. But we added some hats to make it sound a little southern.
A little more current.
A little more current. Right. Then had to make the 808s right. The 808s always got to go crazy. Then they had the regular 16, yeah, 16 has.
So you had this already in mind.
That's the original record. We just replayed it. That's everything right at this point now is everything just pretty much.
A little slight twist, like the hi hat.
Right.
Yeah. A couple other small things.
Yeah. So then we added once we get
the mechanics.
Famous.
After you got that.
That's one of the most important parts of the remake right there, the piano.
Does that lessen the fact that you're dope or you just waiting to
No, the way you down? Said it, the way you just said it.
Okay.
But make it, we're not local though.
Right.
Is
right.
What they don't know.
Right.
We
right.
got multiple songs artists out outside here. Of California and the States that we work with. You feel me? So
I was watching
I need to say that though, but it's, if you say it, it's all on how it's used. Mm-hmm. If we say, "Oh yeah, who produced on the album?" Or, "I got the mechanics." Oh, the mechanics, they dope, but they local. You already trying to
lessen.
Yeah, you're trying to lessen what we are. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Because I was watching Juice the other day. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Seen it a hell of times, but hell I was having to watch the other day. And then when
you talking about G.
And his voice was like, "But you local."
Yeah.
And I was thinking, but that's your man, though. You're supposed to be the one. You feel me? What is that? And then we went in there with Latifah. Yeah. He was saying, and she said the same thing.
Yeah.
You low.
That's everywhere, bro. The people don't. That's what television does. Mm-hmm. Television separates you from the everyday Joe Schmo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Because like a month in radio, because a motherfucker like won't fuck with you. It'd be like they know they see you right next door. You making beats. Mm-hmm. You selling weed. Mm-hmm. You got the girls coming. All this. They'll never give you no recognition.
Right.
But let them be out of state or out of city or down at the laundry house and somebody that they respect or like got your name in their mouth. Oh, yeah, that's my partner.
Great.
Oh, man, right, right next door.
Yeah.
But you don't never talk to this person.
Yeah. Bro. And you know what else happens?
You see what I'm saying?
If you're from here, right, then it's like you don't mean nothing, right?
Yeah.
But the moment you become
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's my he's from where I'm from.
Exactly.
Come on, love. You were just marginalizing me the other day.
Exactly. But that come with our territory. That come with this demographic. This like I always said that we forget that this is actually the same place that coined the term, and I have to say it again, coined the term player hater.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That word came from here.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to imagine what we've seen being here. You feel me? So, that's I can leave it right there. That's enough for you to just think on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Check it out, y'all.
From a consumer standpoint, sometimes motherfuckers don't want to spend no money with you because they feel like...
You local.
I can tell you.
The mechanics.